the superpower of programmatic, parametric, algorithmic, generative, procedural, and emergent design and music composition. In computer world, the power of infinity is one of the first lessons we learn, be it a while true loop or 10 go to 10. The beginning is more than all the superhero stories put together, and the first step forward is nothing short of extraordinary. Some of us will be drawn to music or audio. Others will be called by virtual worlds or visual. Ordinarily, that means starting with LMMS or Blender, and that is always neat for a little while. There comes a point where you discover that you compose music by means of an algorithm that you enjoy the most. There comes a point where you discover that you model 3D objects by following the same 3D modeling pattern or algorithm. And then you ask yourself, why should I do all this clicking over and over, repeating that same pattern? What if I wrote a program to do it for me? The program is not a machine that takes over. The program is an extension to your pattern, to your algorithm, to your way. If you are on the visual side, then JSCAD or OpenSCAD is a nice start. If you are on the audio side, then ToneJS or Elementary is a nice start. The audio does split into more than just music, but for a moment, consider what you have here. You have endless songs that play forever, that are under the control of a programming language. A programming language is the real user interface to a computer. School has been lying to you. It is a terrible idea to learn how to use Excel. It is a silly program. When it comes to using a computer, the first and foremost is learning a high-level programming language so that you can automate things. The music teacher has lied to you. You are not supposed to read sheet notes. You are not a machine. You are not a player piano. You are the composer. More than that, the year is 2021 now. We got to get on with the times. That means pulse trains. Music class is not even in the right time period. The amount of code required to compose the backbeat to a neat song is file and rate. Between 2 and 10 things. You don't need to bother with remembering that the train rate is in hertz. It's just the higher the number, the faster the song. The numbers are between 1 and 8. That is part of the real computer interface. Simple numbers that help you strategize about your algorithm. Real and effective music composition that you can take to a nightclub is about a full orchestra, or at least a band. Either you have a band or a computer. It takes very little to put together a computer band. Behold the power of the sequence node. No clicking. It is just ones and zeros. When you have a one, the sample audio triggers. When you have a zero, it does not. It's that simple. A proper music tutorial takes maybe 2 days. Learning programming in the P5 editor, or even Atom and Elementary, just about the same, if not less. You have to use the examples, use the boilerplate. If you choose Elementary, don't try to learn programming from the beginning. Learn by modifying the boilerplate examples. Setting up something like Bandcamp is free. Becoming an indie artist is priceless. You can have your first song ready in 7 days and your first experimental album out in just about a month. But being able to algorithmically get started with fresh albums is an amazing way to compose super fresh and energy-packed workout and jogging music. No matter how good the song is, it lasts just about a workout and a half. If you can consistently, algorithmically, deliver fresh material without stressing about it, you got yourself a business going. Put the money together and build a school. Invest in the labels that your students will create for a very small percent and put a school on every continent. And you have a revolution going. If you are a visual artist, then know that you are not just creating for the computer. Let us leap into practical applications and skip over the programming part that I described in the music section. Let me instead ask you, how long will it take you to algorithmically create a concrete apartment building, say 1/10 of the scale, as part of an art installation? Once you feel comfy with Boolean modifiers, all you need to do is model some rooms and generate some staircases and extrude an endless, infinite city. How long would it take you to create a factory of unseen artworks based on interpreting a small part of a random photo into an alien landscape, or even a flotilla of starships? How long for a bat belt, buckle links and pockets? And here you can define everything by variable and randomize all the design motifs. And now, think about wallets. How long would it take you to generate few thousand somewhat unique wallet designs? Or kits, even, for 3D printing at home. Programmatic or generative design inherits your creativity. It is not machine-like. And in a way, it is not as automated as it seems. The more generations you create, the greater the design challenge, the greater your quest for originality. And the clearer and more powerful and more plentiful your algorithms are.